Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, hip, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call is for the 7th of September, 2017. It is quite evident, at least in my eyes, and Pastor Dan agrees with me and a number of others, that we're out of the time of Jacob's trouble into the time of the early, at least, tribulation period, with the violence and the killings, and the cyber attacks, and the plans for war, ongoing wars, terrorist acts, just all of it, we're there. They have engineered a civil war in this country. It's not full blown right now, but it will be. I firmly believe that, which will give them the opportunity to declare open martial law. That's what all of this internal trouble is about, is gaining absolute control of the people in this country. And it's going to be bad enough that the people of Israel are going to have to leave the cities. They're going to need survival supplies. Unfortunately, many of our people think this will be a weekend camping trip. It will not be. It will be for an extended period, probably several years. The prospect of that alone scares a lot of people witless. They'll have to leave everything. They'll have to leave their house. They'll have to leave their TVs. And their computers. They won't have any air conditioning. They won't have a microwave. They won't have a refrigerator. They won't have a kitchen stove. They won't have laundry machines. They won't have hot showers. Yes, I'm talking about actual survival. Not being able to go to a place and have the creature comforts. You're going to lose the creature comforts for some time. If you try to stay and hang on to the creature comforts, you will die. I cannot make people follow my advice. I can only give it. What you do with what I tell you in this prepper series, the prepper list, I'm going to do this all month. I'm going to have a series of shows on this. What you do with it is up to you. If you follow it, that's fine. If you don't, that's on you. The very first thing is your spiritual preparedness for this violent upheaval that is coming. You cannot lose your faith over your stuff. your physical possessions that you've worked hard for and worked hard for it all your life, and you're going to see it go by the wayside. That is most unpleasant. But that stuff will not keep you alive, and it won't get you into the kingdom. You're going to have to survive. You're going to have to occupy until it turns. Occupy what? Occupy your temple that you're living in right now. What I'm going to give you may help you keep that temple in good shape, at least functional. As I said, this is not going to be a weekend camping trip. It will not be at a state park where they have running water and toilets. You may very well be hiding out from government thugs with guns that want to kill you, or gangs with guns that want to kill you, or renegade white people with guns that want to kill you and take your stuff. Because there are going to be a lot of whites that are going to be the enemy. You need to understand that. Not everybody, just because they're white, is your friend. You're going to have to lose your naivete and wake up in a real nasty world. I'm not really enjoying having to say all of this. I love you as brothers and sisters, and it is my duty to do so. A pleasure to do so? No. Reality is not going to be pleasant for an extended period of time. So let's get into the list. These are things that you will, if you listen to all of this and don't turn it off, oh, it's boring. You might learn something if you turn it off. That's tough. That's just on you. Don't come crying to our camp wanting us to take care of you. I'm giving you the information that you're going to need to keep you and your family alive. If you don't take it and you wait until the last minute and when you cannot get any of these things, that's just tough. I'm just going to say that. It's going to be tough. You cannot expect others that are preparing to take care of you. You have to man up and you have to prepare yourself. Okay? That's harsh reality. We are so used to having systems in place that are safety nets. There will be no safety nets. You understand? There will not be shelters where you can go. There will be shelters where you can go and be gathered up and sent to a FEMA camp and exterminated. Oh, yeah, we'll give you food and hot showers. Just come on in. But you'll have to leave those weapons at the door. We can't have any weapons here. Yep. Well, it's not going to be a Hollywood movie, folks. It's going to be reality. You're not going to be watching it on a TV screen. You're going to be doing it. It's not a reality game where they have a medical team and anything, everything standing by in case somebody really gets hurt. Not a reality TV show. It's going to be reality, period. And there's not going to be anybody to come and help you if you don't have Yahweh's protection because you are spiritually His. You will have no protection at all. So the first thing you need to be strong in your faith and trust in Yahweh. And second thing you need to do is physically prepare. So let's get started. Number one, gonna need a good backpack. And I mean a good backpack, not a cheap piece of crap Chinese Walmart backpack. Probably gonna have to go to an Army surplus store while they're available. That's the whole key. As time progresses on, these things are becoming less and less available. You have to get them while the getting's good. Get a military grade backpack. One that's going to hold up. Lots of pockets. Heavy. Camouflage. Backpack. Now, you can't put everything you're going to need in the backpack. So, we'll get to that in a minute. This is just something that you can carry on your back to help. The second thing you're going to need, and one of the most important, is a hydration system to carry water. No more World War II. Canteens that slosh and make noise when they're half full. There's something out there called a camelback. And it's a big bladder that goes in a compartment in that military pack that they have now. You fill with potable water and you have a cap that screws on tight and it's got a hose that comes out of it. And it feeds through and it hangs down usually on the left side of the front of your backpack. And while you're walking along, if you need a sip of water, not a big guzzling drink, you have to spare your water, just a sip. Take that mouthpiece in your mouth and you bite down on it a little bit until it opens up and you suck and you get a mouthful of water and you swallow that. You don't want to be guzzling down all your water supply in the first 30 minutes that you're out there. You're going to have to really restrain yourself. So it's called a camelback and it fits in the pack. And as it empties, it does not make any noise when you move. That's the key. You're going to be going to have to be in stealth mode. If you're going to have to run and hide out in the woods, you're going to have to be stealthy about it. You can't whine and cry about all the hardships you're going to face. You're just going to have to suck it up. You're going to have to be extremely silent, and that includes your children that you would take with you. If you have to be mean to the kid and duct tape the kid over the mouth and smack them if they make noise, that's what you're going to have to do, because if you don't, that child will get you and the rest of the people with you killed. That noise will bring them to you. Everything's going to have to change. Everybody's going to have to be tough, including the little children. Boy, that's unpleasant. I mean, I know. Boy, what are you saying? I have to smack my baby? Yeah. You may have to smack the baby. You may have to actually put duct tape over their mouth to shut them up. Because it'll get you and everybody killed. You see, I'm not talking about a weekend camping trip, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about an organized group of armed people hunting you to shoot you down, including your children. They've proven at Waco that they are child killers. Merciless, heartless killers of children. Better to smack the boy or girl and put duct tape over their mouth so they can't talk, then have some thug shoot them, because that is exactly what they will do. Oh, they wouldn't. Oh, yes, they would. We're talking the tribulation. We're not talking just a pacification roundup routine. We're talking killers. They are trying everything they can to eliminate the white race from the face of the planet, especially Christian identists. And they will shoot you and your babies with a smile on their face and hate in their heart. They're going to be programmed thugs. Are you getting the gravity of the situation that I'm giving you now, folks? Oh, tribulation to tribulation to tribulation. It's going to be this and it's going to be that. It's going to be a nightmare. And only those with the faith in Yahweh will survive it. And there's going to have to be certain rules that you follow if you and your loved ones are to survive. And everybody's going to have to agree on them. You cannot have a lot of dissensions and somebody gets his ego up and wants to be the great leader and will lead you into a death trap. You cannot have whiners and criers that insist they want their creature comforts and they're going to turn themselves in. Those people are going to turn you in too. They're going to betray you. Your own people that you have trusted will turn you in for a shower and a McDonald's hamburger. That's how bad it's going to get, though. You'll have a falling away from the remnant. Those people cannot be allowed to leave. You may have to bury them. It's going to be that harsh. But are you going to choose survival or are you going to choose a FEMA camp and execution? That's how bad the system's going to be. You've got to lose all your naivete, folks. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. They certainly would. They will kill children with absolutely no thought whatsoever. You're not dealing with people like yourselves. You're dealing with monsters. Programmed by the system run by the devil. Of course they'll kill your children. Of course they will. They want to eliminate us racially. Understand? That's genocide. That means men, women, and children. I'm hoping I am shocking you. Oh, man, this is horrible. Yes! Yes, it's horrible. So you don't get the World War II type or Vietnam War, early war type canteens. If they get half empty, they slosh. They make noise. And noise will get you killed. You and everybody with you. Now, you're going to have a lot of other stuff that you're going to have to bring with you for an extended period of time. As I said, this is not a weekend camp out. It's not. You're going to be out there for a long time. And you cannot physically carry on your back all that you will need to make it. So, while they are available and prices are reasonable, go to some place like Harbor Freight and buy a two-wheeled hand truck. Kind that you move refrigerators and stuff with. About 700-pound capacity. You won't be carrying 700 pounds, but you need a real heavy-duty unit. Do not buy one with inflatable tires. Solid tires only. Inflatable tires will develop a flat and will be useless to you, and you'll be dragging the thing. Get solid tires without air in them. They're made solid. Don't buy the ones because they seem cushy and fancier that have the blow-up tires. Bad mistake. Don't do it. You're going to have to go to the Army surplus store. Green Army duffel bag. They are not all that expensive at all. Because you're going to have to put all your stuff down in that duffel bag that you don't have in your backpack. They will also sell some auxiliary bags that are camo that you can use for your medical supplies. They're about $10 each, and you're going to need three or four of those to strap on outside on that duffel bag to carry other items that you need quick access to, like medical supplies, etc., etc., in those four bags. You are going to need heavy-duty military clothing. So you're going to have to get camo shirts and camo pants. They have them to fit women as well. And a lot of the places have them to fit little kids. So you need to get some camouflage clothing so you don't stick out like a sore thumb out in the woods. Some of that stuff is, if you get the good quality military stuff, it's not cheap. But if you get regular civilian wear stuff, it's going to wear out on you very quickly and it'll just fall off of you. It's not made for extended duty. So you need to get tough stuff. You're going to need to have what is called a boonie hat. It's a military hat for out in the boonies, okay? You can tie stuff on it to camouflage yourself. Now, boots. Do not try to get cheap Chinese Walmart boots. They won't hold up. Get your boots at the Army surplus store. And don't buy one pair. Buy two pairs. Because you're going to have to alternate them. You cannot continue to wear the same boots day after day after day. They will rot your feet and they will rot the boots. You have to wear them a day or so and then you have to take them off and always keep a fresh change of socks on your feet. Keep your feet dry and in good condition and then hang those boots on that big bag that's on the hand truck and let them air out and dry out and wear on the other pair for the next couple of days. You're going to have to take care of your feet. That's the most important part of your body is your feet, because when your feet go, you go. You're down. You can't move. And you'll bring your whole little company to a screeching halt. So you have to take care of your feet. You will have to get medical supplies with lots of antifungal powder. To make sure you keep the athlete's feet away from yourself. Because if you get a bad athlete's foot infection, you're down. You're not going to be able to walk. They will break. They will bleed. You will suffer greatly. So you have to take care of those feet. So you have to have good boots, not things that look similar, that are cheaper, because they're cheaper made. They're glued instead of sewn. They won't last. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second. Now, why all this stuff? You won't be able to resupply once everything hits the fan. There will be no resupply. You will have to avoid towns like the plague because they will be death traps. Not just that there will be violence waiting for you right there, but there will be people that will make a phone call if they see you and tell the powers that be that you're there, and they'll get a little reward for paid snitches. You understand? That's how this evil government will work. There is going to be, in the cities, a lot of anarchy also. No law. You won't have to worry about just government thugs, you'll have to worry about everybody you see. Because if they see you trailing through with a crew of people with backpacks and stuff, they're going to want to kill you to take your stuff because they're starving. Some of these will be non-whites, some will be whites. A lot of evil whites out there. They will have gangs, they will have armed gangs. And you put yourself at risk going into a city. You can send forage people that can look to go into some of the looted stores and find what they haven't looted. They're going to take all the junk food and the fast food right away, but they may leave some bandages. You scavenge those. Put them all in a big plastic bag. Any kind of bandages and medical stuff. Pepto-Bismol. Hemorrhoid ointment. Anything that they leave behind that's usable for the health of your people, you need to scavenge that. Oh, that'll be stealing. Where's the owner? There's no law. There's no nothing. It's you and life or you and death. And if there's a big box of bandages sitting on a drugstore shelf that they've left, I'm going to snatch it. Okay, antibiotic cream, any of that. They're going to take all the glittery items first because they're stupid. They're looters. You go in later and you get necessary supplies from what they've left. Hydrogen peroxide, bottle of hydrogen peroxide or alcohol or Q-tips, pair of tweezers. You don't know what's left over. You're going to have to be a good scrounger. Getting back to the stuff again. I've covered the hat and the boots. Now you're going to need lots of socks. Lots of them. Lots and lots and lots. Because they wear out. And good clean socks on tired feet help to maintain the health of those feet. Got to have lots of socks. I'm going to go at random on stuff. You're going to have underwear. You're going to have lots of top underwear and bottom underwear. The women will have to have bras. Not two or three pair. 10 pair. Because they will wear out. That's the whole thing. Stuff will absolutely just fall apart over a 2-year period under rough conditions. And believe you me, brother and sister, you're going to be in rough conditions. You're going to be facing death from all these murderous forces that are going to be out there. You're going to have warm weather clothing. You're going to have cold weather clothing because you're not going to be able to build big fires to keep you warm in the winter. You'll have to build a little cooking fire, a little teeny one, very well shielded so it doesn't yield a lot of light and smoke. You have to have very smokeless fires. Cook your food, whatever you people are going to eat, and then put the fire out so it doesn't smoke. You can't have just ashes there that are smoking. You have to pour water on it, make sure it doesn't smoke. Smoke is odor. Odor will also give you away. The odor of a campfire can bring predators on two legs to your location. They will smell it and hunt you down. So you have to get that fire out completely. You're going to have cooking gear that's going to hold up. Not aluminum. It will poison you. Stainless steel or iron. Oh yes, it's heavier. Yes, it is. But it also will last, and it won't give you aluminum poisoning. Aluminum is toxic. If you don't take aluminum foil, it puts stuff in the food that is toxic. Take my word for that. Lots of health studies on that. Aluminum is bad business. Now, I'm making a list as I go of the things that are coming to mind from my extensive go pack. I have all this stuff. Okay? I'm ready. I can go out the door and I am gone. You've got the backpack and the hand truck to carry stuff, the big duffel bag to put stuff in, and all of that. Now, let's talk about shelter. You don't want brightly colored neon tents. You're going to need a tent that's of good quality and big enough for your needs, yet it has to be able to be put up and taken down quickly. High tech tends to break down. Cheap tents fall apart. You're going to have to put out some money for a tent. $100 and something to $200. You're going to have to find camo tarps if the tent is not camouflaged. You're going to have to camouflage it. You can't be in a wooded area with tents that stick out like a sore thumb. Just can't. You're going to have camouflage tarps. You can get them at Harbor Freight. Some of them you can get maybe at Walmart or Cabela's or any sporting goods place. They'll sell camo tarps. You're going to need a bunch of them because they wear out. The ultraviolet breaks them down and they get holes in them. They cannot be used as your primary main shelter. That can be an auxiliary shelter, and that's all very well and good, very nice. But you're going to need good quality camo tarps, more than one. You're going to need a bunch of them. Because they're going to wear out. The seams will rip and the grommets will pull out. I have a grommet repair kit and a sewing kit with all kinds of different threads and a great big awl for heavy-duty sewing for leather and Kevlar and whatever else you want to put in there. I'm really prepared, okay? But I'm talking average people here. You're going to have somebody that's a real serious prepper in with you that has all the extra stuff. You need the tent and the tarps for shelter. You're going to have to use branches and stuff maybe to camouflage. But facing toward the outside, if you use branches, the underside of leaves are a different color than the top side. You want to have the top side face out, not the underside. It'll blow in the breeze and wiggle and attract attention. They're light colored. You're going to have a little fire ring. You're going to have to build a fire ring of rocks so you don't set the woods on fire and burn everything up. And you have to make sure that there's no heavy foliage over the top of the fire pit. The sparks will go up, and if it's dry season, it'll set the woods on fire. And where are you going to be? You're going to be in the middle of a forest fire. You have to be very, very careful with your fire. The fire needs to be of short duration and as small as possible for the needs. I don't care how cold it gets in the wintertime. You don't build a fire for heat. It is big, it is bright, it is smoky. It's like pointing a searchlight straight up for them to find you. I told you this is going to be unpleasant. It's going to be extremely primitive, and it's going to be nasty, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and nobody's going to come and bail you out. You're going to be on your own. You're going to have to think like that. You're going to have to trust in Yahweh's protection, but He also expects you to do your part. You can't just say, oh, I'll let Yahweh take care of everything. I'll just stay where I am. No. He didn't give us this wonderful atomic brain to act stupid. You have to look around, see the reality, and you must do your part to survive. And if you're a family man, you're going to have the responsibility of your family to think of. And you're going to have to be a man, and you're going to have to run the show, and that means discipline. Can't have whiners in the group that are going to split the group up. You know, just you're going to have to shut them up. This is how it is. We're going to do this and this and this, and this is the way it is. Anything else puts the rest of it as, of us at risk. We can't tolerate that. You need to behave. And again, I said, watch out for traitors. People will turn on you. When things get really bad, you'll have certain people with certain mindsets that will turn on you because they're weak and they're not going to keep the faith. They're gonna leave the camp and go right straight to the enemy. Oh, please feed me. I know where a bunch of people are. You can catch them. Just don't hurt me. Well, my buddy Bill would never do that. Yeah, he would. You have to watch for that. You get the weak ones in the group that'll turn on you. Watch out. They'll sneak off in the middle of the night and go to the enemy camp and turn themselves in and sing like a choir all about you. That's pretty dismal, isn't it? That's an unpleasant thought. But because something is unpleasant doesn't make it less true. I'm trying to teach you how to survive. You're going to have to move at a pace. The fastest pace you're going to be able to set is the pace of the slowest in your party. I'm not expecting everybody to run through the woods like Tarzan. There are going to be older people, there'll be younger people. Little kids can't sustain a fixed march of 25 miles a day. That'll break down. They're just not up to it. The slowest people in your camp is the fastest pace you can set. And you have to figure on that. You need to reconnoiter your area. Even at Walmart, they have topographical maps of the state that you live in. It's a topo map. It shows you high points and low points. You're going to have to learn to read maps. You're going to have a compass to tell directions. A good grade compass. Military surplus store there. You're going to have to learn how to read a compass. You're going to learn how to read maps. You're going to have maps. So you can plan your route to avoid towns. If you know there's a military post set up at X and X, you go way around that. You avoid that. If you know there's a group of people that belong to the enemy that live in this little burg and they're living high on the hog and they're turning everybody they know in, you go around there so you don't get seen by any of those traitors. There will be a time when you may have to deal with some of those people in a harsh manner. Okay, I'm not going to say certain things on the air because I don't want to get arrested. But you'll have to deal with these people. The threat will have to be removed. They are the enemy. You cannot be touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, and have a naive attitude toward the enemy, because they sure won't for you or your children or your wives. There will be gangs of these horrible people that will be rape gangs. That's going to pop up later on. You need to keep your women safe, and you need to keep your women armed. And they need to know how to use those arms. So if anybody would attack and they would threaten her, she can defend herself, because she's the one that's going to be taking care of the kids. And if they threaten the kids, you watch how tough some of the women can get and how fast they get that way. Female lionesses take care of the cubs. Remember? The female of the species is the nurturers, and also, when needs be, protectors. And their trigger finger works as good as yours, guys. Believe me. It's going to be a survival of our race. Yes, we're going to have Yahweh's protection. But again, we are his battle axe and weapons of war, and he's going to expect us to fight. Not just sit around and pray all the time. You will find the more time that you spend out there that you will become more and more woods wise and innovative. You will learn how to make things and do things and learn the plants you need to learn. Another subject I need to bring up, which is unpleasant, is sanitation. Somebody's going to have to dig a latrine wherever you camp. And when you're going to move on, you're going to have to fill it in. You don't leave that. You are going to have a supply for long duration of toilet paper. Somebody's going to have to carry a great big sack of nothing but toilet paper. You will not be able to resupply. So if you run out, you're down to nasty leaves, and be sure you don't use poison ivy. That's another whole problem. You have to keep yourself clean. You have to keep your camp clean. That's commanded in the Bible. You are to keep your camp clean. Because if you are Yahweh's chosen people, Yahweh walks among you, and you cannot have that latrine right in the camp. It's got to be outside the camp area, and it's got to be clean. Yahweh is not going to walk in an unclean area, but he will be with you if you put your trust in him. Keeping the faith is the primary thing, though, more than these physical things. You're going to have to keep your camp in prayer. You're going to have to keep your camp in godly behavior. You can't be fooling around with other people's wives. You got to stay on the straight and narrow path, because this is going to be of long duration and there are going to be temptations come up. I know this, you should know this. It's the way of the devil in the world that he's going to try to throw a spiritual stumbling block in your path. He does this all the time. He does it today to get you to break your faith. Oh, things are so horrible and they're going to be so bad. And what's the point? And oh my, and oh, all the armed people, and there's going to be this and that. Always remember, Yahweh is mightier than all the forces of the Satan put together. And if you are truly His chosen people and you act like it, you will be hedged about with protection. Miracles will happen for you. Yes, they will. Yahweh will take care of His own, and those that are not His own, He will not take care of. So the anarchists and the thugs in the big cities will fight among themselves and kill each other off, destroying the city in which they live. That is their way. So we must avoid those places of destruction at all costs. Later on, we can reoccupy the cities unless they're all torn down and new ones come. When New Jerusalem comes, water, you're going to have pure water. So you're going to have to search out sources of water that's not too badly polluted. You're going to have water purification. Because if you don't have enough water, you're going to break down right away. So you're going to have water purification gear. There's any number of things out there that you can use. The little home units will... like a Pure or a Brita, you can't go to a cesspool and dump water in one of those things and expect it to remove the microbes. They're not designed for that. You got Berkey and some of the other brands. There's a number of brands out there. You're going to have to pony up with the bucks and get you real good water purification, because if you don't have clean water, you're hit. That's the main factor. You're going to have to keep a good, clean water supply. So it would behoove you, while things are calm, to go scout out the areas that you might want to go to and find and mark water sources on those topo maps that I told you about. You're gonna have to find good water sources, springs, wells, whatever. Some of the old farms have wells on them, and if they're abandoned, well, oh, that's a pun. Yeah, I didn't mean that that way, but. You have to find out where there are water sources and how to obtain it. May have to take a bucket with you. and long cords. That's another thing I'll get into. Paracords. You need to buy lots and lots and lots of different colored paracord. Black and green and brown. They even sell that at Walmart. Paracord is marvelous stuff and has many, many uses. You can tie splints on a broken leg with paracord. Put boards all up and down the leg and keep it straight. Then tie it on with paracord and put a webbing of paracord on it. You can make litters back and forth with paracord to carry an injured person. So paracord is going to be a very important item. You're going to need a lot of it. Tie off your tents. You're going to have good stakes for your tents for high windy days so they don't blow away. Ground cloths to put underneath them so you're not sleeping in water. You have to learn to trench around your tent to make the water flow and trench it downhill so the water drains away from your tent and doesn't come up underneath your tent and you're sleeping in slop. That's real unpleasant. So you'll need a trenching tool that you can get at the Army surplus store. You use it to dig your latrines. It folds up and goes in a pack. They get a pack with it. You can strap it right on that big green duffel bag, or on the I have mine strapped on my two-wheel cart. That two-wheel cart's going to, that's why I told you it's going to carry a lot of weight. You'll have your tent, you'll have your sleeping bags, all that stuff. I'll get into the sleeping bag system on the next show, on the 14th, I'll have another big list for you. But we're coming down the end of the hour. I want to make these shows as practical as possible, but I must stress that if you don't have any of this stuff, while it's available, by all means, start accumulating these survival supplies. Because once it really breaks down all the way, you're not going to be able to get them. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Prepare now, so you will not be caught short later. That's the main thing. Well, it's time for the bumper music here, and I will say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless you. I'll talk to you again on Wake Up Call on the 14th of September. Praise Yahweh.
Lift. Lift. Hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4,